Warner, what's up? This the Maniacal Man, it's Kyle Smith, speaking from the future about the past and the present. It's always a good time with the Fresh J's. This one sounds a little distorted and I don't know why. I ain't got a tech. Enjoy these words. You can follow me at maniacalminutes.com, maniacalminutes on Instagram, ManiacalMenace.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
What's up? Yes. Back again, goddammit, to tell me a joke. Guideline of chasing a dream. And I am joined today by two of the homies. Three of the homies. We got the Fresh J's in the building.
Fresh J's.
Jonathan Tumblin and Jonathan Green.
Yes, sir.
And Ray. What's up? Oh, man. Like, what? All right. This is awesome. Because I finally get more guests on here. And usually it's just me by myself. It's weird. It's fucking. It's kind of strange to just be talking in the air, you know? But I do it. I do it from time to time. That's what we do, man. It's out here chasing the dream. This is what we're here for. We're here to, like.
You're not doing it on Skid Row.
That's what we're trying to avoid. We're avoiding the Skid Row because homelessness kills. There's many billboards.
As does
many billboards. Yeah, yes. That definitely is happening.
And chlamydia kills white people. Because chlamydia
kills.
What's Hollywood?
White people be dying from gentrification because they try to gentrify the wrong areas and get shot up. Careful, white people.
Right.
That is a topic in itself. White people. Trying to gentrify an area.
Trying to gentrify. That's the key word right there. Trying.
You know, there's so much traffic on Slauson these days because white people want to live over there.
Oh, they won't come back. They won't come there now because
like, your parents used to live here, motherfuckers. Like, why you?
Isn't this the area of Nipsey?
Yeah. that's they're definitely going to fix that. I liked his approach to life. We're going to clean that area up.
Boom. Man. Let's keep the mural up.
Eric Holders in this
Louisiana
area.
Chicken. Let's leave that here. Everybody likes Louisiana chicken.
White people love fried chicken.
You know what? I am not going to taste the Popeye's fried chicken sandwich here. Just because it's not Popeyes
from
here.
New Orleans.
It's not Popeyes here. Nigga, I eat that Popeyes cold. And I'm
say,
like.
Say New Orleans, not New Orleans first.
New Orleans.
It's one word.
I never knew until you go somewhere else. People are like, nigga, you sound funny. It's like, what?
You're like, how, round? They're like, what is a
word?
Say,
love.
What's a
word? Say,
wody. What's a
wody? So how long you been, any one of y'all, how long you been at comedy? How long you been doing this?
Well, I'm the rookie to the comedy games of both of y'all, I think. Because I've just been doing it for 7 years.
Okay, yeah, no, that's about right.
Okay, so I started September 23rd, 2012.
Dates.
Just like I remember when I pledged Alpha and got kicked out of Alpha. I remember both of those dates. So so I remember dates, man.
That's why.
So September 23rd. I remember I joined the military, May 15th.
That's why.
Of the military.
Niggas be knowing numbers, boy. Where's your barracks? Where you stayed at? What unit you was in?
Oh, I was there.
5th unit to 13th barracks. 867.
Yeah, but yeah, 7 years I'm in the game. How long have you been doing?
7.
Okay.
Yeah. I was started in January of 2010.
Okay.
Officially.
Nine.
Started doing stand-up and considering myself a comedian. And so it's been 9 years, but I had a rough middle passage. You know what I'm saying? So it was a long time. Like once a month.
Yeah.
I was getting But I knew the comedian from 9 years ago. So, being on the scene and being in the scene.
Yeah.
When you're learning people and learning the game, it's been 9 years since I've been doing it. So.
Have you always known that you wanted to be a comedian?
Yes, I used to say when I'm gonna be a comedian a lot. Yeah. And people are like, why don't you just do it then? And I'm like, well, you know, I gotta go to school and learn how. I didn't know how it worked, you know? And so it took me a minute to understand that, oh, you just gotta go ahead and grab that bull by its horn and just fucking do it.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was really like, I'm going to. One day I'm going to do it. I just thought I needed my family was really big on that fall back on shit. And I didn't want to just, I should have, but I didn't want to just go in the stand up and just say, all right, that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Last resort.
Yeah. I kind of felt like I was being, like, it was like, no, I think I could try something else. I think I can do this. I can do that. Yeah, I'm going to be a comedian eventually, but I'm going to try to, you know.
It seemed like you was raised well, though.
It seemed like it, but I wasn't. Like, I think.
It seemed like it, but no. Nigga, look at that.
Niggas was trash. Gary and Sharon do not know how to raise no bitch. I love y'all, parents. But, no, I grew up rough. I grew up in the hood, but, you know, with values, so.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like we were strict and nothing like that. I just, you know, I didn't go outside. And
Where were you?
I grew up in South Central Los Angeles.
Oh, Angelino! Yeah. Don't meet too many of them out
here. We love Popeyes.
So weird. It's so weird. I'm trying to figure out who the fuck are the bad drivers. Yeah, I don't understand.
It's not us, but it's a lot of out of
town. So you know how you know LA niggas are not the bad drivers? Because most of their cars don't work.
Yeah.
So they don't do too much. Hey,
when you see a raggedy car,
outsiders be having nice cars.
When you see a raggedy car, like multiple panels or like multicolored and shit, but the registration is up to date, that's by far every single time an LA born and raised person. I don't know how I know this, but I know it because
it's pretty accurate.
It's just like that's your uncle's old car, and he fixed it.
Down.
So you can have it. You know,
you know
like
how to fix it. Damn,
you can't drive that across
any hood.
Why get them on
any
hood? Why get them on the
hood? And nobody.
We got a perfectly working car right here.
You just get that Miata that I had.
You can get your uncle. You can get your uncle a little 65.
So I mean that niggas in LA that are in the city are just like niggas from the country where I'm from.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia. By way of a lot of places.
By way of a lot of
lineage, changing hands in this hand, and this person met it in that person, and then that person started dating that person that granddad told him not to ever talk to, and then, you know,
that's Georgia. That's a lot. Seen a lot.
All you do is pray that you're not related to none of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to figure out.
Like, man. So, but, yeah, man, Georgia. I never thought ever in one day ever that I'd be doing stand-up comedy ever.
Is that when did you come to think that, oh, I want to do comedy?
I didn't want to do stand-up comedy.
What did you want to do?
What was your goal? I came to LA to become a Sidney Poitier-ass fucking distinguished acting-ass.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to be respected and known as a nigga that could cry on cue. I can't.
I had nothing. It looked like you stole it.
But see, I started smoking more weed. I'll get to the comedy.
It is a thing
to every actor. Like, you think you're a tough-ass nigga.
Acting, bro.
To some fucking little short-ass white lady is like, you are fucking around. Give me your emotions. And you're like, all right.
Oh,
I'm only teaching acting. You're gonna tell me I was fucking around, and then you just start crying, and then you watch TV, and now you're paying attention to everything that people say all the time. You're like, that was deep,
right?
So you really,
and then you watching the bitch that you're hanging out with,
she's like, yeah,
smiling, watching TV, like,
total different emotions.
She ain't got no heart,
misery, love,
and that's why people told me to start doing stuff.
Because you were making people laugh.
Because I just make people laugh. And they was like, nigga, you are crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And they like, do it on stage. And I'm like, yeah.
That's out here, though. So one day, a lot of people do that out here. You came for acting, but people are like, oh, no, you need to get on stage. There's a lot of people that do go for acting, but it's like, man, you need to get on stage at least once or twice.
And when I first started, though, I was everything that they hated. They're like,
acting ass niggas always trying to move over to comedy. I never told nobody I was SAG. So I never said shit. I was probably fucking myself the whole time.
Right. Yeah,
I'm like, no, yeah, actors, yeah, weird, yeah.
Yeah, you heard it that way. And if I had started as an actor, I would have did the same thing.
Have you always wanted to be an actor? Was that your goal? Was that your main
goal? Was to be a rapper. You wanted to be a rapper. The original goal was to go to New York, struggle like a motherfucker, and make the dopest album in the world.
And that's what it would have taken. That's what you wanted to do.
Yeah. I mean, just grow up.
The reason why you're here, though, the reason why you're here is because...
That focus switched because a nigga went to college. Nigga was like, music? The more I study business, it's just not the right move. It is a good ass move for a nigga that's from nowhere, that has nothing, that needs a little fucking clout to get out of that place. It makes perfect sense. Like me joining the military. It makes perfect sense. Because for your first couple years as a rapper, you're just doing your job.
Right.
You're not even getting like money. Like you're rapping about getting money. But you ain't getting money.
Right.
You didn't buy your chain. Your manager bought that shit.
And you might have rented.
With your money.
Might have been rented.
Yeah.
With your money.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's a part of that game. And I was like, fuck that. And you hear your favorite rappers always say that acting check, though. And then people interview them. Once you got that acting check, how was it? So I was like, I'll be an actor. And then I just started studying niggas, like watching how niggas move. Mm-hmm. Like,
observation.
Yeah. Like the actors, but not niggas in my regular life. That's just weird.
Yeah, no. You already know how they move.
Yeah, anyway. And I was always like the type of nigga that impersonate people and like try to get your voice and like throw it back at you and shit.
Yeah.
So,
that's awesome though. That's how I first met you. That's what really like pinged in my head. I was like, oh, this nigga's gonna be a friend of mine forever now. I first met you at Marty's. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Marty. Shout out to Marty.
Marty's alive.
Damn.
Oh, my God, my nigga. This whole time, I thought y'all talking about that old man died. No. You just talking about the club.
Oh, you thought he died too?
Nigga, this whole time, until just now. They got clarified. I was like, damn, I ain't know he was going out, man.
You talking about the place is gone.
That was a dope little spot.
R.I.P. Marty's comedy.
They had titties on the wall, man. Real titties. That was a Polaroid picture of titties. That's a dope time, man. That's when I seen fucking Damon Wayans Jr. for the first time. Yeah, that was a nice little spot, man. That's where I met you. That's where I was like, look, is that Jay-Z? What the fuck? And then that boom, everything else fucking clicked from there. I was like, oh, you do voices. That's awesome. I've always wanted to meet people that do all types of genres between comedy when it comes to, because that was my goal. That was my mission out here. And I packed up everything. I was like, hoorah, let's get it. And I just fucking came out here on a whim, nigga. You know,
when did you get here?
I got here 6 months ago in February. February 18th.
But it wasn't his first time here, though.
No, it wasn't my first time here. I was here for a week, 2 years prior. 2 to 3 years prior to me moving out here now.
The homie.
And with Punky.
The homie.
Right after Punky got passed. Shout out Punky. It was a good time. But then I realized that since I'm here, at that time, when I did come, it was just me looking at the fishbowl, just on the outside. Yeah. It's like, oh, you like this? You like this? Look, we're going to give you some more of this goodness. You like that? Yeah. You're only here for a few days? Ooh, take all this goodness. But now that a nigga know that I'm here inside the fishbowl, they're like, oh, struggle, nigga. Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, what happened to the goodness that I saw outside the film? No, you inside now. Like we don't give a fuck about that.
It's like a bunch of goldfish. Like, this is the prettiest fish in the world. They put it in the bowl.
Yeah.
They were all in the same goddamn bowl.
Yeah.
Like, just fighting for scraps, nigga.
Fighting for scraps. Right.
And then some of us are fat. Because they've been eating the scraps for a long time.
Right, this is
wild. I'm good.
And it's like, no, we're all supposed to be eating these scraps to survive. All of us. And these other people are like, I'm staying down here at the bottom where the scraps fall. And I'm just going to keep
doing bottom feeders.
Yes.
That's shit. As long as motherfuckers gonna eat. Motherfucker, the bottom feed is eventually gonna get strong enough and you'll float to the top.
They gonna stay at the bottom. They trust that motherfucking bottom.
Ain't that crazy how you can eat at the top and the bottom?
It's hard to eat in the middle.
It's stuck to be in the middle.
Why bottom feeders gotta stay at the bottom?
They may have a spawn. They might spawn a person that wants to get to the top, but they are bottom feeders. It's like you asking an algae eater to be a shark. It's like, you're going to take with the shark? Why don't you just do what the shark does? It's like, nigga, I eat algae. Nigga, stick to
these. And I do good at it.
And I'm good at eating the damn algae.
Dude, you don't even see me sometimes.
And sharks don't be eating algae. Sharks don't
be eating algae. They be eating the other fish. Yeah. Their remains go into the algae. And I'll eat that.
I eat that good.
Boom.
Fish.
A little knowledge of them tell me a joke. I said,
that's marine biology right there.
Right.
That's what I went to fucking school for. Nigga, I went to college.
Look how that segue
is. Marine biology, son.
That's crazy.
It's fucking wild, son. But I thought, honestly, son, I tell this as a joke, but I swear I thought you could do that Free Willy shit. All right, I guess you can. I guess that's not a thing. Motherfuckers told me facts like nigga, orcas can't even jump out the water like that. Why would you? All right, you know what?
Man, I signed up. I didn't already got financial aid. Y'all tell me this shit now.
Nigga, fast for head of Pell Grant, bitch. What are we doing? Nigga, I dropped that like Spanish class. I was like, 3 hours for Spanish? No, thank you.
I went to college. I went to college just the same reason.
What was your major?
Communications. I knew what I was going in. Yeah. I was trying to be in entertainment. And the great thing
is... You already had it down pat.
You've had your goals set since you were young. It sounds like I did. I did have it, but I didn't know. I didn't have the resources. My parents, they went to school, but they didn't, you know. So I told my mom, I want to be like a director. I want to make films and stuff. It was like the thing to fall back on. Like, if I don't make it as a comedian, if I'm not talented, I don't have a problem being behind the scenes, but I want to build my name behind the scenes. She's like, oh, I know what that is. That's telecommunications.
Uh-uh.
That's not communications. Those are two totally different things. And so I ended up going to DeVry because they said, we offer telecommunications. That ain't nothing but computers and internet. And phones.
Telecom.
And I didn't know this. I went to school.
All the niggas working on sites.
Yeah, I was in this class and they were talking about math. I was like, okay, I fucking do math. I do math. I can do math. Let's do math. Uh-huh. Then they was all like, all right, then we're going to talk about computers. All right. I don't really know computers. I don't know computers, but hey, we can learn these computers. It's the ride. I get it. And then they started talking about other stuff and I was like, what are we going to talk about directing? And that's when I realized... It's just communication, not telecommunication. So I ended but you would think television, right? Don't nobody else
telecom.
Communications.
I think a telephone. Well, I work in the fucking
And that's the thing. So I needed one more person's advice. Like I don't know who was the extra person, but I needed one more person's advice to say, "Oh no, you need to just go straight into communications, not telecommunications." I wouldn't make that mistake. I did great. I was on the dean's list and everything. So
you still put your effort in.
Well, because I was all like, all right. I went to my mom. I said, Mom, I don't want to do this. This is not what I thought it was. I want to transfer. She's like, you're doing so good.
Well, you had good grades and wanted to transfer out of college.
I wanted to transfer out of the ride. That's not honest to me. And to anybody else.
This nigga would have been a tech monster.
Yeah.
To this day. I could be a tech monster.
You think Jay Green would be like, hey, I'm free to do whatever, nigga. I got one client. I got one client. I got to go over to Paramount, fix their little shit. Yeah,
so, what's up? This is trying to be, you can't. This is
anyway, like, what? Comedy? What?
This is perfect. Because you can't escape your dream. So, what happened is I was doing great in every class except for one, career development. Because that was all about trying to get a job in the telecommunications market. And I was like,
terrible.
But this ain't what I want to do. So every time they be trying to teach me how to write a resume for my telecommunications, I'm like, well, how can I do this so I can get like a job directing or something? You know, like I'm still like, I got a degree. I can just say, I got a degree. I just got it for some I use that to work with this. Damn. And so I just, and my mindset was all like, man, once I do this, I've committed to this life. That was that whole back thing.
Yes,
it was that whole back thing that you was all like, damn, I feel like it's a trap. If I see this all the way there, my spirit just wouldn't let me do it. Like, I just wouldn't work hard on that one class. And I got an incomplete one semester, got to fail the next semester. Like, I just kept taking that same class. Career development is, and honestly, to this day, I mean, things have changed with the curriculum, but all I had to do was go back and get that, and I would have had the paper degree, the paper diploma. Oh. But I transferred. I took those things and transferred to Clark in Atlanta, and that's when I started studying communication, because I was like, well, this is exactly what I want to do. So they transferred a lot of credits. So I actually came in there like semester sophomore. Oh, nice. I only had to be a junior and a senior. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was going to be great.
The 2 year college credits don't work for fucking electrical.
Yeah, but they took a lot of my they took a lot of my financial aid before that. But I still made it to comedy, so
nice. Fucking Ray, what do you do?
I'm the manager.
Yeah, I see Ray over here fucking handling business when I came in. They was having a little meeting and shit. I'm like, oh shit, it's organized. And this motherfucker, they got spreadsheets. They talked about things. And I was like, this is what I needed. This is like all that shit that y'all was talking about. I got all that in my head at once. And I'm like, I can't do that by myself. Alright, see, this is one of the reasons, this is another one of the reasons why a nigga had to come out here. I had to expand, however you feel, taking the definition, and on my craft and what I am doing as an artist. So I'm like, alright, yeah, I came out here with a skill. Uh-huh. I do electrical, which is helping me pay bills. And I'm like, I appreciate it. And I got a good trade. And they happy with me. They're like, oh, nigga, you work good.
You probably just
like,
that nigga in the
I don't work like the Mexicans because I'm the only nigga that's with all these Mexicans. But they see my work. I do go into small spaces, interstitials and shit.
He's got a special set of skills.
Yeah,
in the construction business.
Nigga, that's job security right there.
That's what they call it.
They need me for certain things, especially. But nigga, I run pipe well, nigga. I lay pipe all the
ladies. Let the ladies know. Oh, you talking about the building?
Yeah, that too. Okay. Both ways. Nigga, get it in there. It'd be all nice. And they came there. It's like, nigga, you did all that. I was like, yes, sir, I did. And they was like, oh, okay, we gonna give you a raise. And I thought it was gonna be a secret between me and them, nigga. We went to a baseball game. They told everybody. And they was like, hey, we're getting Kyle $2. I was like, bitch.
Why are you telling me?
That was just between us, nigga. You gonna tell the rest of the company on the rest of the company?
You
gonna
tell a nigga him a raise and a $2?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Appreciate that. Thank y'all. Now, I came on here. I work hard, nigga, because they try to fire a nigga. I'm like, nah, fuck that.
You gotta work hard at this,
because out here, motherfuckers have like 4, 5, 6 jobs.
Nigga, I sold everything but my kidney out this bitch to try to make it.
Shit, nigga, I wish I could sell sperm, but I'm not tall enough. You know how mad that makes me? I'm so pissed, son. I'm
you
like, anything to get your
donate
head.
Your sperm. They got a sign at the place.
Yes. Anything to get an edge.
Let's
that's
be
all.
This tall to ride this.
I can ride this ride. I ride this ride at the house all the time.
All the time.
About right.
All the time. Bitches love this sperm. They like it.
Put it all down my throat. I'll just donate it.
I can get money for this instead of dumping
it
somewhere. I don't
drinks.
Care.
I don't know. Just give me some money for this.
I mean, somebody's gonna swallow this at some point in time, right?
Save the tall niggas for the babies.
I'm strong. I'm athletic. I'm 34. And
I've
already
got a trade.
Appreciate
you
it.
Got trade blood. Come on, girl. Electricity
skill.
Blood. You don't want that?
I can memorize things. That's good, right?
Yeah.
You think that'll go somewhere?
I remember
saying
the song.
That's not a confident yes. Yeah. Can you pick things up? Can you get shit off the top shelf, little nigga?
You blink your eyes from time to time.
Yeah, I do that. I blink them now. I got long eyelashes. The women love the lashes.
They love lashes.
They love the long eyelashes. That's a good trait.
I want to ask you a question about that. I want to ask the
podcast. Please.
How do you feel about girls who wear fake lashes?
I hate it.
But on top of that, be like, oh, I don't have my lashes today. And I'm like, yes, you do.
You grew a lashes at fucking Island.
You always got your lashes.
They've always been there. They have never moved.
Like, why are your regular mine crisscross ass lashes keep shit out of my eye? Yeah. So I know yours, dude. Like, why you got these extra, fucking shutters, like a camel?
It's like at least 35% of the time they get a stop.
Yeah.
It's like, stop doing it. Because I don't understand.
If they get a stop, I will say this. If they get a stop, that's a dirty bitch. Like, most girls be like,
sleep with them all, wake them up. All of my guys take my lashes out.
I need to wash my face before I get in the bed.
Make sure you take your lashes off my side dresser, please. I don't want them on a nightstand.
I don't want it. Look like a goddamn caterpillar is attacking me, bro.
I see back in the goddamn box that they came in that you got them from Walgreens. I don't want them.
I feel like they are overrated. I don't know why they wear them so often.
I hate it. Okay,
I don't remember anybody that ever said, man, you know what I love? Big ass lashes.
Long shits to go all the way down here. Like right here.
You brushing dust off a nigga forehead. That's what
this is sexy as hell. Her
butterfly kisses are the shit.
Gotta be some dope ass fly kisses, my nigga. Gotta be some dope. That's some dope fly kisses.
What? This shit look like two caterpillars when she but hey look, let me tell you something. I love caterpillars, my nigga. They turn into butterflies. I'm trying
like her eyes, nigga.
Her eyes?
Monarch, nigga.
Monarch.
Love that shit, man. Ooh, it's like a little shit.
Ooh. I'm all up in her cocoon, nigga.
Sexy
all
lashes.
Yeah, I've never.
I've never heard
anybody be fascinated by lashes. I never heard anybody be fascinated by most of the trends that girls are doing. Like, I've never heard any guy say, yeah, keep putting collagen in your lips.
Nope, never cared for that. Yeah. I follow this person on Instagram now that definitely has a fake butt. It's like, we still doing this?
That's the majority.
And it's not even the one that's got shots in it. It's like, bitch, you will have a pad on. Like, cut this out. Like, this doesn't need to have, just show your real butt. Just show you do some squats.
I don't think they realize.
Like, cut this out. No one cares.
Like, if you're going to do something, even with the pads or whatever.
Maybe we get to do it. I definitely don't care.
Social media is about to die for that reason.
I definitely don't care about it. Damn, you still doing this?
We get bored.
Oh, my God, you still shaking your ass outside the side of the car. Why? Yeah. Why are you doing? Why you got these little drawers on? Who's old lady is this?
That's everything I think. Like,
where your man at?
Because, you know, most of these girls, they grew up kind of awkwardly.
Yeah.
And then they got pretty.
Yeah. And then it's like, I'm going to flaunt this.
I know a nigga.
I work with one of those niggas.
Girls out here like,
Boom.
And niggas like
snapping it up on his money. I got me a black chick. Yeah. It's like, oh good. You how much money you got like, though? Bro, like, you saving? Girl, no, you're not?
I just saw two girls recently on my IG that were like in that same kind of predicament. Mm-hmm. And that dude went ahead and dropped the load off and that shit. He like,
boom, got her.
Mine
forever. Mixed baby.
Which is what's gonna happen.
Baby.
But then all the niggas that's been following her and like liking her shit is like
upset now. Oh, look, she did this.
Unfollow.
I think that is the weirdest shit in the world.
Ain't it though? It's like, are you unfollowing now because you're pregnant for somebody you don't care for? Like, you wanted to get her pregnant or you just wanted to smash? Like,
some niggas don't even
want to
smash. They just want to look. It's like, get to see a girl half ass naked. It's
like, oh, is your nipple going to slip?
I'm a big fan of that.
You're gonna have a nip slip. Like, your nipple gonna come out. I'm gonna see it.
Or is it some of these bitches be like, private Instagram. Come to my private site.
OnlyFans and shit. Yeah. Premium.
And they're like, here is my nipple.
You know there's still Backpage being advertised on Vans around here? Y'all remember Backpage?
Yeah. I remember Backpage. I didn't know
there was a Back Geek, yes. There's like the top of made picture. No. Like a fucking, I'm gonna kidnap this child band. Like one that's of those type of bands. Yeah, no windows, nigga, and just boom, just got a chick with a bust out, and it's a back page, and it's like, no, what are we, yeah, what? You just advertise this on the street?
That's not mass shooting.
I guess.
That's what it's for?
I guess that van, I guess you can smash inside the van.
You can order a gun. What if it
DoorDashes and comes to your house?
The rise, I mean, like, back page, you know,
Just oh, you took the pussy off the street. That's like that movie Chicago.
You took with
fucking
the street
with
nerds. You know what I mean? Like nerds.
Chirac. There you go. That Chirac movie. Yeah. Motherfuckers try to stop the pussy, and everybody's like, oh, you stop the pussy, you're going to stop the killings. Like, no. Oh. We going to get real irate if you
really
stop that. Just
make the killings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. You can't stop fucking niggas.
No, don't do that.
You can't just pull back face. Like, there's a better way. I definitely know there's a better way.
I mean, but
for the sake of Tell Me a Joke podcast, you cannot pull a back page away because these tourists are like, what do I do now?
Find a way.
They go to Walmart looking for bitches. They can't get the bitches. They get the fucking gun. You know what I mean?
Unless you be one of those guys that work there.
Man.
I don't know what it is in Japan.
That's them Section 8 with baby mamas.
Everything just go to the ass.
They'd be fine.
Yeah.
They just be kind of missing. But like, they'd be
good
fine.
Too.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Ooh, you gotta be so careful.
Shit else before
a lot of them are allergic to condoms. You
hey, shout out this girl. From my younger years, I was 19 years old. Yeah, 19 years old.
Ooh, you gotta be careful.
I didn't smash. But it was this girl, Shawty Red. That's what we used to call her. Right?
Shawty Red. Ooh, that sounds sexy.
Shawty Red.
Sounds bad.
You remember the Wayans Brothers?
Yeah, it sounds like a high yellow ball.
You remember the Wayans Brothers? Don't be
yeah.
Honest.
Yeah.
To South Central by drinking good juice. Yeah. 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 Oh.
Shawty Red. Legit had an Asian kid.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
That was from her baby daddy. Her first baby daddy. From college. She got knocked up in college. Her second kid was a tall ass, like, Latino, Puerto Rican ass.
Oh, okay. Got him.
Football player from college.
Ooh, that's going to be some strong babies.
Third
baby.
Kid.
She's building the team.
Third kid. Track star.
Whoa.
From her hometown. Black dude.
Everybody busting in that.
Fourth kid.
All athletes.
Rich ass white dude. Damn, that had a whole ass family and everything.
That's
how.
Nigga, and if everybody on child support, bitch, you ain't gotta work no more.
Fifth kid. Was a nigga that was in jail.
Oh.
And then the sixth kid was this dude that worked at Zaxby's
with.
Yeah.
She
and that's how you knew it was
Shelly Ray. Yeah. And I was like,
wow.
That's body like looked like it basic. Did probably her whole life and why she got all of the kids. And I'm like,
still. Don't even work out, probably.
You never see the kids.
Don't do shit with exactly.
Never see the. You see the kids? Anybody?
All
anybody
the time.
See? Son, I swear I smashed this chick, son. I ain't never seen the kids till he got his own Instagram.
Damn.
Never seen them. Always in the house. Always there. Just never seen the kid. Always just went there to smash. Never did anything else. Never seen. She got two kids. Had two of them. Never seen them, son. It's been like
that's
10 years. Nigga got their own Instagram. That's what I probably seen.
That's a good mom.
Ain't it though?
Yeah,
ain't it though?
Real yeah. Good. Real
you probably
good.
Be hitting that shit. She like, nigga, you are not waking up
these babies. Well, see, when you live in a shotgun house in the world, babies stay in front, so you got lots of room to echo. You got lots of room to echo.
Make your way back.
We gonna get aggressive and loud.
This
nigga
brushed by that shit like it was nothing. Shotgun house in New Orleans. Yeah, post Katrina era of New Orleans. It's pretty shitty still.
Yeah.
Fuck Queen Sugar. That show does not show
you. Oh, it is terrible, son.
What do
you want to do? While I escaped Katrina, but Katrina was happening where the motherfucker was still there. It was like, oh shit, we got a go-go.
We
dipped out into 15-hour traffic to Texas. Ooh, it was terrible.
I lived in Atlanta where all the niggas
I was in Atlanta.
Oh, when the niggas came? When the niggas came?
I never heard Russ came so many times.
Son, that's terrible. Son, niggas from New Orleans that's hurting, son?
I've never seen aggression.
Son.
Oh, my God.
It did get aggressive.
Use business in the project. Like,
that's what give us jobs.
That's the project began, the project.
They wouldn't let us make money, son. We got to eat.
Yeah.
It's wild, son.
With them damn accents.
It was scary.
I was like,
it can get scary.
Because I was scrapping at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that fucked everything
that's
up,
the left for me. I was definitely selling
niggas
dope at the time.
Them
niggas was kicking doors in.
Oh, definitely. Where is it at?
If you do not become their friend, dog. And then when they become their friend, they're like, but you gotta let me eat, though.
You got.
And you like, but what about my nigga I know my whole life? They like. I
killed
that nigga.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah. Ooh, which
we
one?
See you this making what we're right doing now. Out there. We doing
son, this
here.
Money like, about to come from FEMA. Just hold up. I got you.
I'm like,
son.
No, I'm lying, too. No, I'm lying. I probably one nigga. Whatever
happened. Nigga, FEMA was so hard to get money from. Nigga, I ain't still
ain't got shit. I saw it on the Boondocks.
We know that.
I saw that shit on the Boondocks.
When I get my FEMA check.
FEMA check. Then they got a FEMA.
Oh, oh shit, nigga! When you do get a little money, Red Cross gave me something. I was like, oh, nigga, I Red Cross gave me something, and I had like before that, I had got something from kind of like a Pell Grant or something. That's a whole, it's a whole fucking helicopter.
Trying to do a podcast
inside the building. God
trying to do
damn.
A podcast, cop.
Cops just hi,
this
public.
Is the good part,
right? Right.
You don't even got nobody to look at right now. Jewish people outside. But yeah, I went to, I chose the wrong weekend to go to Creflo Dollar Church because I was in Atlanta in college when that happened, and like it was a lot of people in New Orleans in there, and he just said, everybody just stand up right here and put your hand out, and then people just came with money in their hands, and I was all like, that's dope. I'm like, dang, I don't even watch Creflo on TV. Yeah. I just came to the church down the street from my house. And then afterwards, they were trying to get all them people to join the church.
The church? Oh, no. We just wanted the money. No, we can't. We ain't going to be here long. We can't join your church.
Yeah.
We're not going to be a family. We're going to go back in. Yeah. I mean, as soon as the floods subside, they're going to let us back in. You know, the bridge is all right.
Stuff. I don't know how it looks.
The levees, they said the water going down at some point. So we can still go back to the night water. It'll be all right.
I've never heard so much conspiracy. That was the first time in my life where I heard conspiracy.
So many people would die,
day.
Right.
It's like, shut up. So nobody school us. Shut the fuck up.
As soon as
below sea level. Did you go to school or not, nigga? Like, what?
No, not if the shit got blown up or not. Shit was going to happen, son. Nigga, stop making war out there.
If a nigga fucking started... Bring back the sucking civil rights era and start screwing water hoses. New Orleans is gonna flood.
Oh, nigga, they started yeah. shooting off the bridge. They were like, no, you can't cross the bridge right now. It's like, yeah, we're gonna cross this bridge. Like, all right, we got this M16.
That's
right
when
they
started saying niggas was blowing it up.
See, y'all must have flooded us on purpose. Y'all won't let us out.
Right. That's how they sounded too.
Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't let us out. Y'all wouldn't let us out. Y'all wouldn't let us out.
Y'all
wouldn't
stay right here.
Motherfuckers is afraid to have some water. You know, niggas can't swim.
Hey, I think that's the first time.
They said, like, get the high ground.
I think they can swim. Come on.
So let's see what these clowns
can.
Not the old.
This is nasty ass water. You don't need to be swimming in that. I've seen Crawl. Crawl is a scary movie, all right? Crawl is frightening. Nigga, that frightened the shit out of me. I was like, I hate alligators, all right?
You should.
That's the crazy thing is, like, water, where it's a gator tail.
Anything in water that's bigger than
me. You gonna live in this water, and you just gonna eat me as I'm going through the stress, you bitch.
Like, I lost my house.
I can't believe this.
You about to bite me, motherfucker?
I'm trying to see if I got my insurance papers inside. You won't let me get in the porch.
That nigga like, hey, they fucked up my habitat too, bro. Y'all niggas got all these houses and shit, nigga. It's supposed to be like this.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought I heard y'all ate gators. Well, now gators is eating you.
Some bullshit. This is catch bad. This is catch bad.
I wasn't ready to get out of here, y'all niggas.
I prayed about this. That's what happened.
Nature got y'all last back.
We prayed too. My uncle had a dog, and he said the dog shook and told him that this was going to happen at one time.
I was also involved in a flood in my lifetime. I have to bring this up too. Because I lived in Albany, Georgia at some point in my life. Everybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fucking South.
The South? Yeah, definitely.
S-I-F.
Everybody catching water. Everybody catching water down there. Albany.
Albany. But we was on the Flint River. Right? Which looked like lead water. Shout out to Detroit. All right. But, we was at Albany, man, and the Flint River flooded, right?
Okay.
And it was 1994. It was the same year as the fucking North River. Right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, nature was doing some shit that year. You know what I mean? And then, we had to evacuate the house that my stepdad
like had grown up in and shit, like with his mom and, uh-huh. and his stepdad and shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We had to evacuate the house and like to watch all those people in that neighborhood like go through all that tragedy, like the school that was like right down the street was right. flooded and shit. Like I used to walk to school thinking now we gotta figure out a whole new life and shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
Your life is just uprooted yeah. out of nowhere.
Hey, funny thing, Hurricane Andrew happened in 92. Boom.
Probably was
a terrible, devastating hurricane. Yeah, was, like, yeah. lots of shit happened in the 90s that was just 92 right. to 95.
The 90s shaped our lives. Right?
Wow. The 90s
shaped our lives, son. Especially. Yeah,
that's we freaky.
First instance.
Yeah. Like,
wait, you talking about when Instagram went down? Shut the fuck up.
I know. Yeah.
That's not how that shit happened. Like, I was using the shit. That's what we need, dog.
Don't
believe
that.
Don't believe that.
Yeah.
That's how they said Columbus discovered America,
man. You bitches fed us this for years.
I go to an institution that tells me otherwise.
Well, now they're going to be telling that. My daddy said, and they be like, your daddy wrecks. My daddy told me the same thing. There's going to be other kids there, bro.
Yeah,
I'm gonna talk to you later. Like
that's when this conspiracy about Santa Claus comes out, and that's when fucking 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds be like, let me tell you, son. Ain't no yeah. Santa Claus. And it's like, oh shit. And then boom, the whole preschool know now.
You know how that shit
might as well.
You know how that Santa Claus shit don't mean shit. You because people believe like what they want to do, right?
Same.
Because
same.
I told my sister by accident when we were younger that Santa Claus was not real.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's just mom and daddy doing it. Because she was like, I gotta go to sleep before I don't see what I'm like, it's just mom and daddy. You know what I mean? Like it's like an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like
living the lie. It's fucked up. It fucks up in your brain.
And in my brain, I'm like, what?
You know that? Because you're wrong. Yeah. Oh,
she's like, no, it's Santa Claus. Some of the presents come from mommy and dad.
Yeah.
Because you can't. They came back because they've been lied to their whole life. Like, no, mama and like, daddy wouldn't lie to me like that.
That process in somebody's head, like, you just watching them be like,
no. The brain broke.
But it's a malfunction because you already believe whatever you believe in. You're like, man, you fucking up what I'm thinking, man. That's not what I think.
That's
like, I don't even have an operating that was all like, oh, could he possibly not exist? I thought he did to this point. Added doubt.
It's like, you ain't saw how all this shit was happening.
What if it was a little brother?
How they was doing things.
A little brother would be like,
no! Like, you know, yeah, because
it's logical.
Yeah, like, logical. How? Start asking questions like, wait a minute, are you mean to tell me?
You gotta ask questions after that.
Yeah.
Because they would trick you this whole time. This whole time. I was like, bitch, y'all been having people come to the house with extra keys and shit and put presents under there?
Yeah.
You've been knocking in. You've been those. What?
I didn't have no fire. I live in an apartment.
How you come in? We ain't got no goddamn chimney.
I already had my doubts then. I was all like, so wait. So my mom got me one year.
It's one person like, he get everybody? What about the people in Africa?
I was like six, seven, 8 years old. I don't know, 6.
All the kids get presents? Why I ain't get my scooter that year? I ain't get a scooter that year, and I asked them specifically, nigga.
I
underlined it and circled
it. Really...
And I circled it. Underlined circle with stars on the side. That's specifically what I wanted. You can erase the other
I
shit.
I feel like y'all really didn't get a scooter.
I didn't get that scooter.
Yeah, no, you didn't get the scooter. But it's the same way I was feeling. I was like, knew what I really wanted. Yeah, I wrote all that other shit. Cause I'm like, do it.
He knows what I'm sleeping and when I'm awake.
Yeah, he knows exactly. What
I'm not like God, but I'm just saying.
I was so good.
Why y'all niggas comparing this nigga to? He like God? Is he a different version of God?
He's gotta be. He's gotta be everywhere.
How you know when I'm sleeping?
You know what pissed me off?
How rapist is this nigga?
When they would say stuff from Santa,
Saint Nick, you know?
I was figuring it out because they would send me stuff from Santa that I didn't even ask for, and I'm like, why did he do this? I gave him a whole list. Are you giving me clothes, Santa? I didn't even ask you for this, bro.
I got a name on it.
But no, it's just from Santa.
It's just a sweater. I just didn't rock with
no logo.
I was just that kid. I was just like, this don't make sense. Okay, guys, this stuff not me.
Yes, so how was you, Ray? How was the household?
The household I was raised in was very loving.
Oh.
I rejected a lot of it.
He's one of those guys.
Rebellious.
One of those kids.
Like, I don't need this shit.
Mama's fucking around my head. Well, stop.
Rebellious. You always did it. Stop it.
But no, we're my mom's super tight, right? Still, I have to say this.
Go ahead.
I was having sex with girls, man.
Because it's kind of like, don't touch me, mom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like I fuck girls and they
fuck shit. Like,
that energy just
yeah, yeah, like, stop. Stop.
Like,
I give my touches.
She knew the day. She knew the day. She's like, this nigga fuck. Like, she could tell in her head, yeah. She's like, so who you with? What were you doing all day? Saturday afternoon.
Weird.
I was supposed to be, I went to basketball practice. I was supposed to be back home. I did not come back home.
Right.
I went to go do nothing.
Well, it's funny to think my mom's a dyke. So she like chunky chicks.
Well, I mean, if she is,
no, she was facing family devastation. Hilarious. And she like chunky chicks. Every time I would bring up somebody, she'd be like, "What you think about this girl?"
I don't like her. Mom. What do you think about her stinker? No, she's got cheeks on her. Like not the cheeks I'm looking for.
Right, right,
like,
right.
Like chipmunk cheeks. I'm not a no. Why you always do you throw these plumping? Like her.
So she don't know your type.
Nah, she know my type. She know I like them like the real loose project bitches.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I got to stay away from them. She called them, she calling them STDs, them something to do.
Something to do.
Yeah, she always wanted. STD? Yeah, she wild. That's like
her. Something to do.
She liked them big, she liked the big project bitches. Her ex-wife, her nickname was Trigger because she shot a nigga.
Trigger because she shot a nigga.
Yeah, for real.
Sound like a rap line, bro.
Yeah, it does, but she was a big woman. All right, my mom a smaller bitch. She wore she wore size 15 heel. My nigga, that's a special
15 heel. She killed on them feet.
Nigga, that's you gotta specialize. You gotta specialize.
Yeah, you gotta get them shits ordered, man.
Ordered. Definitely.
Your
mom was ex-wife. And that's what she liked. I was like, alright, you know, I'll be the ring bearer.
I'll be the ring bearer.
I'll be that nigga, you know, sure.
Alright.
Whatever you do, mama, I love you, you know. P.O.P., hold it down. That's good. From what I've heard in podcasts, because podcasts is what kind of molded me into be a comic. I've been listening to the podcast as long as I do a comedy. So.
Oh, you want to know fucking guys?
I'm one of those guys.
Oh, my God. I'm out of here. Come on. I'm fucking
straight Joe Rogan. Turn it off. Turn it off. And shit. I'm that guy. But I usually a lot of them, they molded them to be who they are now, like their childhood, their upbringing and shit.
Right.
Had terrible upbringing. And I didn't have a terrible upbringing. I had a pretty decent upbringing. It was well. Like I've always stayed in a 2-story house.
That was always dope.
Nice. You know, but my dad was in the Air Force. Yeah, it's not hard anymore. And my dad was in the Air Force. We never had to move around too much. And it was nice, you know. But I always had to go work for what I wanted. So right. He was like, he would never give me shit. I was like, it seems like we're doing well. How about you buy me something? How about you get up and get a job? Fuck. All right. So, you know, that's how I was raised and with that mentality, military, raised by a good old grandpa.
Okay.
Yeah, like my dad's dad was that type of man. It's like, I'll be a man to be poo-poo, you know. He raised him stern, put a belt to a motherfucker.
Right.
So that kind of trickled down. But now, you know, we're the new generation. It's like, we can just, you know, manipulate a child because their brain is feeble. And we don't really need to do all that. I'm going to spank you. But, you know, I'll hit a child. I will. No, don't get that passion. No, I'll still beat your ass. But, you know, that's how my upbringing was. It was nice. I was raised by my daddy, so.
That's cool, yeah.
It wasn't too bad. We always stayed in a nice neighborhood and shit.
Yeah.
Never had to grow up in the projects or nothing like that. So.
And the whole country is the projects.
Yeah, once shit.
The setup is
staying in the subdivision compared to staying out in other places, nigga, I had to adjust. Fuck what you're talking about, yeah. Son. I couldn't. Like, I got, for a while, I was like, this is a privilege. I understand this, and I appreciate it, because when I started living other places, like, especially when I came out here, having to get an Airbnb, where the people, I just got a room, and the people are still there, I'm like, oh, nigga, I'm going to have to buckle the fuck
right.
Like, I don't like this. These motherfuckers don't even speak English. I mean, they do, but they don't speak it around me. It's like, what the fuck are we doing here? I feel so out of place. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, this is what we do to chase a dream, I guess.
That is dream chasing.
It's like, I was fortunate enough I haven't had to stay in a car or anything like that, but my cars have been going through it.
How do you feel about that?
But
how do you feel about that coming from where you're from, like saying people that come out here?
Yeah, well, fuck that, nigga. Nah, because nigga, that gets you stuck.
I'm gonna live very miserable. Like,
I see people making and I see people stuck.
How many people make it like that?
Not a lot.
Not out here.
Not out here. And it's, son, tents in the summer? Tents in the sun, period.
Well, because honestly, I think sleeping in the car.
Terrible, nigga. That's a hot
box. I get why they're saying it. It's like they're chasing a dream. But I be thinking like, man, nah. You should be, your motivation should be like, I'm not going to sleep in no goddamn car. I'm going
to
work hard and not get to that point.
And then start chasing that.
I like to have a roof over my shit. I like to be able to be established because first, have a nice footing, and then go about my business. Because once I go about my business, I'm coming full throttle.
Yeah.
Like, right now, it's just half mass. I came out and I hit the ground running a little hard because I was fresh. Yeah, I know. And it's terrible right now.
The podcast with the legendary Fresh J's
I do appreciate this. I need to get me some J's. I got one pair of J's I'm gonna turn some skits. Some of the fucking kids for like, oh, dang, fuck you talking about, that is a different shoe. I got, see, that's why I got fucked over by old fathead the other night because I had them goddamn, there was some kids Tim's, I ain't gonna lie, but there was cheap Tim's and I noticed that they got a gator mouth. Like, real Tim's are like crocodile mouths, all right? Gator mouths are more bevel than the front. Yeah, okay. And that's what they got. They got that little bevel. And I'm like, man, this always look like a kid's shoe. And then I wore a tiny shirt that I got out the kids section that night because it glowed in the dark, my nigga. It glowed in the dark.
Okay.
There's a hog show that glowed in the dark. And, you know, nigga, I do my push-ups. So I was like, fuck it. I'm coming out. Nigga, that was me. And then you lucky I have my suspenders on, nigga. I usually I keep suspenders and shit. And I put suspenders on sometimes, but I ain't do that. So, and then, he was in a car with a female. He was like, I'm about to stun on this nigga. He's about the size of the meter. I was like, oh, shit, this nigga's coming out the gate hard. I'm not prepared. I'm prepared now, but I wasn't prepared then. Nigga, I stumbled and shit. I was like, oh, you going hard, man. I'm going to have to talk about your thick wrist or something. I have to catch you off guard.
Got to catch him off guard, man. That's hilarious.
Like, there you go. Two scoops away from diabetes. But man, I appreciate y'all for fucking kicking it and smoking and shit. This was a good time. Before we dip out, I always like to ask, you know, sometimes I had a little web show that I used to do, where I used to put up content where I used to have friends and I used to come and interview them and I used to ask them questions and shit. Right. Just like real rapid, not rapidly, but like we get into it and I cut it down to about 30 minutes and shit. But then I had these specific questions that I would ask at the end, and I love this one. This one's the best one. So, all right, you got four options and four choices. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna ask all y'all. This is for everybody. You got B1, raise one, sell one, and fuck one, okay? You can be one of them, you can raise one, you gotta sell one of them, and you gotta fuck one of them, alright? Okay. And your choices are mermaid, mogwai, Mexican, or manatee.
Mermaid, mogwai.
Mogwai is a gizmo.
Yeah.
Is what?
Gizmo.
From Gremlins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
Mexican or manatee?
Manatee, mogwai, or Mexican.
Mermaid, mogwai, Mexican manatee. Yeah, you got B1, raise one, sell one, and fuck one.
I'm fucking the Mexican.
Okay. Wait.
Is it a guy?
It could be whatever. Is it a guy? Nigga, you can do.
He looked at him like, wait a minute, hold on.
This is your like,
this isn't a trick question.
Is it Zelda or Sergio?
There's stipulations around certain things when you say shit, but no, you good. All
right.
You're gonna be a Mogwai. I like it. All right.
Sell.
You gotta sell one. And you gotta raise one.
I'll raise the sell the manatee and raise the
mermaid.
Raise the mermaid. Okay. All right.
See, that's crazy. Okay, so I was gonna
remember Mogwais can't get wet because they turn into gremlins.
Yeah, I'm crazy,
man.
Yeah,
right. I really want to say be a manatee for some reason.
Okay.
I want to say
be a manatee. Definitely be a manatee.
And then I raise a Mogwai.
You? Okay.
Yeah, because, you know.
He's trying hard.
You got to be careful.
Dry.
You're gonna have to keep the land or keep it in that sandy bubble.
I
that
do a
sandy
great
cheeks
job.
And SpongeBob.
And then, and then, cause I'd be so proud. Like, he never turned into a gremlin, did he?
That would be a feat.
That boy right there.
That would be a feat. As a manatee, that would be amazing.
And then, probably fuck a Mexican because I'm sure they fuck manatees. I've seen Tijuana. And then, I sell a mermaid because that's got to be top dollar.
It's top dollar in the black market. Come
top
on.
Top dollar, you right.
Yeah.
Because either you're getting the bitch or you get some fish. Either way, you're winning. I can sell that easily, bro. Go ahead, tell me.
Get a job.
Yeah, there you go. Definitely.
Get a job.
I said find a trade. Advice. Find a trade. Pick up a skill or something. That'll help. Job.
It's the motivator. It's one of the best motivators that people overlook because they be like, oh, I can't get
build that job skill at a young age. Definitely do that.
The having a job part does push you because you're like, I got to get out this bitch. You're supporting yourself. You see where the crutch is and you're like, no, I'm a dreamer. I know I am. I got to see this thing all the way through. I wouldn't give that advice though. But only because I always think about me giving advice. I'm trying to give advice to myself.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm thinking about the dreamer, I'm more like you got to see it through. So you got to make a plan. Goals. And your plan has to be your like the script of your dream. Because when people talk to you about it, when they're trying to hate on it, because you have this plan, you get to say, no, you're wrong. Because I already figured out. And then when you're wrong about your plan, because you already have one, people can help you get correct. If I tell Jonathan, I want to be something, and this is how I'm going to do it, I'm not going to get a job. And you're like, you should definitely get a job. When he says that, I'm already in my plan, so now when I hear him say it, I'm like, I see why he said I should get a job. Mm. I will get a job, because then that's going to help me get to the next point, which I've already planned out. So I say, see it through with a plan.
From the manager's perspective of things, what is your take on that, Ray?
Just like chasing the dream?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be scared to ask for support.
That's a good one.
I'm a person like, I don't give a fuck. If you ran up on me, I'll give you some streams. I'll give you whatever I could at that point in time. I just went and bought one of my partners. He owns a clothing store. And he was kind of like, he needed like the red money pretty much. So he just went like, hey, you got anything? Blah, blah, blah. You know, send me something. I'll need your support today. You know what I'm saying? I just support them. I shot them like $50. So I just went and picked up my clothes. So, I mean, like, that helped him have his rent money and stay in business. You know what I'm saying? So, I would talk to him today. Like, I was like, man, don't ever, like, feel no type of way. He was like, see, I did. Like, you know what I'm saying? I asked for support. I got, and he got it. So, don't ever be scared to ask for support from people.
And I feel like our pride does hold us back from doing that. Or even, it might not be pride. It might not even feel like pride. It might feel like,
I always got in the back of my head like, oh, I want to say that I did this by myself, but you don't need to. The people want to help.
Yeah.
Like, so many people want to help.
And you'll be surprised if you do the part. I'll
be surprised by that.
You'd be surprised how many people want to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, I didn't even know that. I didn't even think of asking and that. The fact that I did, look what happened, you know?
Yeah. So, yep.
And I think I take that advice. Don't ever be afraid to ask for support.
Yeah, don't ever be.
It's kind of like, all this is kind of like talk to a girl for the first time.
I look at the whole journey through Hollywood.
Get a job.
Talking to a bitch. Yeah, that's exactly. Son, that's when I went to an acid trip watching Split. Motherfucker, that's exactly what it told me when I got here. I was like, nigga, this is Ozland, son. This is exactly like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Nigga, when I said cut, nigga, you see behind the scenes now. I was like, oh, bitch, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, everything. Oh, because I had my big goggles on back then.
Yeah.
But now that I see you up close, nigga, bitch, you ugly. Man, yeah. I see your flaws. I see all the ugliness, nigga. I see all the behind this. People are just drained out here.
Yeah, and it's crazy because she was beautiful. And not only was she beautiful before, now that you see she ugly, she'd be all like, but look what I do for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're fun. I'm not even gonna lie. You a ugly bitch.
Yeah, you're old hag. You're old hag. What you?
You're a lot of fun.
You definitely still got it in you.
So it's crazy.
I fucks with an old bitch.
When does that happen?
I've watched it on TV all my life.
Yeah.
All my life. Like Marilyn Monroe. Nigga, I just watched on. That's what Hollywood is. So want Hollywood. Then you get here, I'm like, ugh, bitch.
You're not gonna wash your hands? Like, you can do it like that. Like,
the pussy still smells.
Wait, you let everybody's dick?
I don't know why. It's just everybody getting fucked. Well, it's got to be something then.
Wait, you got to be doctor something for everybody.
When do you sleep? She's like, never. I never sleep.
Never sleep? You got like some
and everything you surprise by. She'd be like, yeah, I do that. What's wrong?
I have four
STDs. Yes. What?
I have me too.
You got rats around right here.
I have rapists. Yeah, I support all these.
Yeah, I do it all. I do all of them.
Protest right here.
Oh, no. Oh, it's you guys fucking children. What's the big deal? Come on. We're making movies or what?
You
want
to be rich or what? What is this?
Guys are doing terrible things to children. Yes. Do you guys want to make another movie? Or are you just going to stand here and talk about his sad shit?
You going to show me?
Wait, make a movie about it. How about that?
So my movie is supporting the kids.
I mean, I never said that. No one is saying that, but yeah.
I wouldn't say that if I were you.
No one is.
Wait, you said you would say
those allegations. Let's just make this movie. Yeah. That's I love that. Everybody sees that. Then that's good. That's good. When you get woke out here, oh my God, when you get woke, everybody thinks that I made it famous and shit. I'm like, no, bitch. What are y'all talking about? I just got out here. Hey, you famous yet? Wait, hey, can you get me on a show? What show is going to put me on? It's like, nigga. All right, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand the whole fishbowl technique because you're still seeing it from the snow globe on the outside. And exactly. You shook up the snow globe, you saw the pretty shit. Yeah. Snow globe settled for me, my niggas. All
right, now you know what the real world is.
Nigga, this is Korea. I see this is a fake store. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like what we're doing. But, you know, you fucking hustle through the grind. You find where the real store's at.
Yeah.
You find where the real home is at.
It's just a lot of fun when it's fun. So
it is.
I mean, it's probably the same kind of fun you can have doing other things, but it's one of those funs that lasts a very long time.
It's fun when it's fun. For real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mostly fun.
It's mostly fun, yeah.
The thing that trips me out about people...
It's a wild idea, too.
That, like, complain about the industry a lot. Like, those people that complain a lot, I'm like, man, this is all voluntary.
Yeah, you don't have to do none of this,
dog. Yeah. But you can definitely say, wipe my hands. I'm out, bro. Like, y'all niggas is wild.
I can go be
in a structured job.
Right.
Where I got a fucking schedule. Right. 9 to 5. I can go do that. And I can go work on a skill or a craft. At the age of 45, yeah, good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy.
Don't do that. We all hate you when you come out there. Oh, yeah, I don't know nothing. It's like, well, nigga, why are you out here? You're like 46. Well, so what are you doing trying to learn this now?
And that's why you got to work your plan out.
You got to go through a whole four-year program, son.
What you going to do then?
Right.
What you going to do?
What are you going to do if it don't work out? If you do suck for real? You gotta definitely be careful. You do have to have shit organized. You definitely gotta have.
If it's not organized, wait. What did the nigga say? Don't be a man to come back again.
Full circled. All right. Yeah,
you don't. What he said? If you don't get down, you bound to dress out or some shit.
Yeah. That's shit always stuck in my
head. I'll try to add a clip in there right there. I'll try to do that. There we go. There we go. I like that. Right there, to all the way towards the end. What's that? 107.
You got it.
Well, motherfuckers, I appreciated this, man. This has been a good goddamn time. This has been Tell Me a Joke, man. I'm here. Plug yourselves.
Jay Green, LOL. Fresh J's Pod. Fresh J's Comedy. Yeah, that's everything. And Jonathan Tumblr, you say.
Jonathan Tumblr on everything. We got Fresh J's Comedy on Instagram.
Fresh J's. They also got a show every other Sunday.
At BuzzBeast East.
Hashtag Fresh J's.
You know what I'm saying? Hashtag motherfucking out here making billions of dollars. Motherfucking out here.
That's a whole hashtag right there. Out here making motherfucking billions.
Motherfucking
billions. That's a lot
of letters. You got to do it with just the first letter. All caps. And then
that's how I do it.
See if they,
that's how I write them.
And see how many people get the thousands up there. Oh, yeah, this is good. This is good. Use this one without the S.
Without the S.
Look at all the people. Yeah, nigga, definitely see this. What about you, Ray? What are you party at, man?
At Radio Raylo
And it's Fresh J's Comedy, Red District, G93.
Nigga, motherfucking neighborhood. No, just so here's my joke. So two. No, just
yeah, if you want, if you want, if people want to, when that news goes out, if people want to fucking start sending in jokes, just so I can tell a corny joke at the end of these, I can definitely go ahead and send your joke, and we can go ahead and see if your jokes are funny or not. Exactly. So, but yeah, this has been. Tell me, you're gonna. You gonna?
They trucked the whole lamp.
Minutes, aka Kyle Smith. Y'all have a good one, man. Figure out your names. Jokers, if you, which Joker would you be? If you could be any Joker out there. If you had to pick a Joker, how you feel right now, which Joker would it be? You got the Heath Ledger Joker, you got the Jack, you got the Val man. Kilmer Joker, Jared Leto, Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, you got Adam West's Joker. Not Adam West himself, because he's Batman, but the guy that plays, you have that Joker. How you feel?
The Joker I would be is probably the one from the comic book. Comic or the animated series. Animated series, too. Probably, because Mark Hamill makes the sound of it, so you got that Skywalker blood.
The Mark Hamill Joker.
You got that Skywalker blood, and they don't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's just as maniacal as... You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
And so he's got the spirit of all of them. Heath Ledger, he's got the spirit of all of them. So I would say animated series, Mark Hamill's Joker.
You got a Joker on here? Right?
Heath Ledger Joker.
The Heath? I got the Heath as well.
He's a genius.
I'm feeling Heathy tonight. Feeling pretty Heathy. How you feel?
Fresh Jazz, Jack Nicholson, nigga.
So you going with the Nicholson, the number one. Of course, it's gonna be Jamie. But you was rebellious as a child, so of course you would definitely take that route. Nah, get off of me. I want to do this. That's good. That is good. He did. He was a very good joker.
He was great.
The other joker.
I can't believe he ended up doing that.
That's
how Jack
Nicholson
is.
Right.
He's the one that gave Heath Ledger the laugh. He's why Heath Ledger has that laugh.
Heath Ledger was a fucking psycho.
Oh, psycho. So psycho.
He did a great job.
I appreciate it.
And I think our joke is for our personalities, by the way, because I can see every joke that is chosen.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Well, fuck yeah. All right, man. Thank y'all, and good night.